Luke chapter number 9 and verse 57. I'll be preaching tonight, don't look back. A lot of times in our lives, Satan tries to get our eyes off of what's ahead of us and look at what's behind. Get you to look at what's behind you. And tonight I just want to look at some things in the text here. Luke chapter number 9 and verse 57. If you have your place, I'd ask that you'd stand. So we honor the reading of God's Word. Luke chapter number 9 and verse 57. And it come to pass as when they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. In verse 58 it says, and he lay his head, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not nowhere to lay his head. And 59 it says, and he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Verse 60, Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Lord, I love you tonight. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity once again to stand in your sacred desk, Father God, and just share what you've gave me. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, it would touch somebody else's heart, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, we keep our hand to that plow, Father God. We keep on trucking for you, Father. Lord, I pray that we not look back. I pray that we keep our eyes on you. Keep them fixed on you and not the things Satan would throw our way. God, I love you and I do thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight we come here and in Luke chapter number 9, verse 57. There's three guys. We see that three guys come up to Jesus and the first man, he says, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to be a disciple of you. And the second guy, Jesus actually called himself. And then the third guy, he said, I'm going to follow you also. But we see that they had the opportunity to follow Christ, but they didn't. Because they looked back at what they would leave behind. They looked at the things they'd have to leave behind them and put behind them. And tonight, I know God's moving in this church. He's moving in the Sunday school classes, he's moving in Awanas, he's moving here and he's moving there, and maybe he's telling you to do something. Maybe he's calling you to follow him somewhere to do something, and maybe you're looking at something behind you that's holding you back, or maybe your walk with Christ just ain't where it needs to be because it's holding you back, and you're looking at the past and it's holding you back. But tonight I want to look at these men and what they lacked to follow Jesus. What they lack to follow Jesus, and if we're not careful, it'll be where we lack following Jesus. Number one, in verse 58 here, it says, and Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had not where to lay his head. Number one thing they lacked tonight was dedication. Don't you know it takes dedication to follow Christ? It takes dedication to be a follower of Jesus. It takes dedication to be anything. It takes dedication at your job. It takes dedication if you want to sing. It takes dedication if you want to be whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be in your life, it takes dedication. Being dedicated to Christ, it comes at a cost. Just as anything else, it's going to come at a cost. This man here was going to cost him his comfort. It might have cost him his family. It might have cost him his friends. It might have cost him some time, some money. It might have even cost him the future that he had planned for himself. I want you to know tonight, this man, he was going to lose his comfort. He says, I'm going to follow you, is what he told Jesus in verse 57. And in verse 58, he comes back with, I don't even have nowhere to lay my head. You sure you want to follow me? Are you sure you want to follow me? There has to be a dedication when we follow Christ. But not only is there a dedication when we follow Christ, there also comes discipline when we follow Christ. And these men, they lack there. They lack dedication, but they also lack discipline. I want you to know any good athlete, this is just an example that popped into my mind, any good athlete that makes it to the NFL, the NBA, MLB, pro golf, whatever, they're all dedicated. They're all dedicated to what they do. If you go to any college, any high school, the athletes, they're dedicated. Man, they're there every time practice is called. They're there every morning, every night. That's what they eat. That's what they sleep. That's what they think. They're dedicated. But when I get into the big leagues and you get into the pros, and man, you'll hear these big college athletes going, just going crazy in college. And then you think, man, they're going to be something special when they get to NFL, or they're going to be something special in the NBA. And man, you never hear nothing else out of them. It's because they didn't have discipline. They wasn't disciplined on their self. Discipline is different than dedication. Dedication is putting in the time, and every time the church doors is open, I'm going to be there. And every time the preacher says to do this, we're going to do that. And every time there's a Baptist men meeting, I'm going to be there. But discipline comes at home. Discipline comes in my heart. Discipline comes when I wake up in the mornings and Savannah's still asleep. And am I going to get my word? Am I going to pray? Or am I just going to lay my head back down or get up and go do something else that I want to do, need to do? That's discipline. And a lot of times in my life, I'm not disciplined enough on myself to keep my walk going with Christ the way it needs to. I wrote this down. Who will discipline your walk with Christ? You see, these pro athletes, these whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to get into, businessmen, whatever. Everybody's starting a business nowadays, it seems like. Every time you turn around, somebody's then opened up, started their own job, started whatever. Some of them make it, some of them don't. The ones who had discipline, they make it because they're harder on themselves. They make themselves do the things that nobody else knows. But these men here, they lack discipline because God wouldn't push it on them. See, He can push dedication on you. He can make you be dedicated to what He's called you to do. He can make you be dedicated to coming to church because He'll send somebody your way. But discipline, that's all on you. That's all on you. Who will discipline your walk with Christ? You. You're the only one that can do it. I'm the only one that can do it in my life. Your wife can't do it. Your husband can't do it. Your kids can't do it. Your preacher can't do it. Your Sunday school teacher, he can't do it. You have to be disciplined. I know I'm talking about a lot about sports and stuff, but we always think about when we do something, man, we want to be the best. When I was in high school playing basketball at 5'9", I wanted to be the best basketball player ever. I want to be the best mechanic ever. I want to be the best preacher ever. I want to be the best fisherman ever. I want to have the best hunting dogs ever. But when it comes to my walk with Christ, I just want to be kind of, I won't make it to heaven. But I don't want to be the one everybody calls all the time. So, hey, what do you think about this? I just want to be a mediocre. That's because I lack discipline. I lack discipline on myself. Revelations 3. And verse 16 says, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Tonight, the only way we're going to stay hot is if we're dedicated and we discipline ourselves. Another thing these men lacked here was they lacked denial. Let me get back to where I was. I lost my spot. They lacked denial in their walk with Christ. So what do you mean denial? Verse 59, and he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. So the first man didn't even give a response. He says, you know what you're going to have to give up. You're going to have to give up that comfortable lifestyle. You're going to have to give up this. He don't even give a response. You ever opened your mouth saying you're going to do something and they threw it on you and you just kind of ducked your head and backed up. You didn't ever bring up that conversation again. I know I've been there. Verse 59, it says, or he went to the next man, and he said, Lord, let me go and bury my father. And then the third person, he said, Lord, I'm going to follow you, but let me go tell them by that's at my house. Let me go tell them by. Let me go tell them what I'm doing. See, the first one, he didn't even respond. But the next two, they offered up an excuse. I want you to know they lacked a denial in their walk. Matthew 16 and verse 24. Matthew 16, 24, it says, then Jesus said unto the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake for my sake shall find it. For what is it profited a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I want you to know they lack denial and denying themselves. They lack denial and dying to the old man. They lack denial and dying to their ways and their wants and their attitudes and their sin problems. And they lack denial and denying themselves and following Christ and taking up their cross and walking with Christ. I want you to know as a Christian, we must have dedication. We must have discipline. But we must also deny ourselves. We must deny ourselves and follow Christ, follow where He wants us to go. I know a lot of times in my walk, when God's asking me or telling me to do something, it's not what I want to do. It's not what my heart desires. It's not what my wants desire. It's something that's out of my comfort zone. It's something that, I don't like getting up in front of people and talking. I don't like talking, period. I like to be quiet. I like to stay to myself. I like to do this. I like to do that. And then God tells you, hey, why don't you go over here and preach? About denying yourselves, taking up your cross, and following me. That's what Jesus said. But in verse number 62, we'll start in 61 there. It says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee. Let me go first and bid them farewell which are at my home and at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. The last thing these men lacked, all three of them, they all lacked dedication, they all lacked discipline, they all lacked denial. But the main thing they all lacked was deliverance. They wasn't delivered from their past. You say, well, how do you know? Well, I don't know what sin they was in. They may not have been in sin, period. I don't know. But I know this. They had something that they was looking back at. They had something that was pulling their attention away off of Jesus, off of following Christ and doing what He's called them to do. The second man, Jesus called him out and said, well, why don't you follow me? Why don't you follow me? But he had something just holding him back. Something holding him back. But that's been on me this week, verse number 62. It just popped into my head. Sunday while we was at church, actually. I don't even think nobody read it, no nothing. It just popped in. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You know how many times in my walk, just how many times in a single day, I've got my hand to that plow and I'm just walking the walk that God's called me to walk. And something just, bam! Whoa. Boy, that looked good. And I'm still plowing, but my plow's getting off a little bit, getting a little crooked. Or you're plowing and you're going straight and I'm going straight and I'm walking straight and bam! And Satan just throws stuff up at you. Here and there, he'll throw a rock at you here, throw a rock at you there. And man, so many times in our lives, man, Satan's just pulling and dragging, and he knows he can't get you. Looking around, just about everybody in here that I know of professes to know Jesus Christ, professes to have that hand to the plow. And I thank God for that. But Satan is throwing stuff your way. And if he ain't threw nothing this way this week, he's going to tomorrow, I promise. But man, he's trying to get that head turned. Because if you ain't looking at Jesus, who are you looking at? Which way is that plowing now? Which way is the way God's got you walking? What, you're not going that way no more if you got your head turned backwards. Man, I like to get on that tractor and I like to drop that thing on float mode and let that bucket just do whatever it needs to, and I like to go backwards, but I got a curve in my driveway and I got to watch that curve or tractor's going to go off in there. The tractor's not real big, it's going to flip, go off in that ditch. It's not going to be good, it's not going to be pretty. Jake's not going to be walking no more probably, but I like to throw that thing up in float mode and I like to look back, and man, I'll be holding that curve just as pretty as ever when I'm looking behind my shoulder. And I look up, the bucket's on the other side of the driveway. I ain't even doing what I need to do. So many times, Satan is wanting us to look back.
Look back at your past. Look back at, it don't matter. Sin problems. Man, I was going down the road the other day. I wasn't going to share this because it makes me look terrible. But I was going down the road one day last week. I don't know. Going down the road and just, man, it sure would be good to drink a beer this evening. Where in the world did that come from? It's that easy. Man, it's that easy. Whew. Man, just scrolling through your phone, looking at your Bible, and something pop up. Man, it's that easy. At work, something fall, hit you on the head, and boy, you're ready to beat the whole world down then. Man, it's that easy. All Satan wants you to do is just turn for just a second. Because he knows that you're going straight. And if he can ever just get you to do a double take, he's got you. He's got you. You say, Jake, I've been there. I've looked back. And the Bible says in verse 62, if you've put your hand to that plow and you've looked back, you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Well, I'm right there with you. Well, I've put my hand to that plow and, well, I've looked back several times. Well, I've looked back several times. And, book of Isaiah, verse 64, it says, our best is his filthy rags. Man, our best, the best I can offer God, and the best I can do on that plow as I'm pushing and I'm walking for Christ, the best is his filthy rags. And I got here tonight and I wrote this down, screenshotted it so I wouldn't lose it before I got here. Wrote it down and I just got done writing it down. Just got done. Brother Garrett stands up here and so I'm going to read a verse to y'all tonight. John chapter number 10, verse 27. It says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them, and they'll never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse 30, I and my Father are one. But you know tonight, just because you've looked back, just because you've put your hand to that plow, and boy, Satan's been throwing stuff your way, and this might have caught your attention, and well, I'm done. I'm done. I can't. God will never forgive me. I'm going to have to get re-saved again. I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to do that. That's not how it works. I serve a God who is greater. I serve a God who's strong enough to save you all the way to the end. Jeez, I seen something tonight when I was writing that down. So we got double security. Double security in my salvation. Man, Jesus, he says, they're my sheep, hear my voice, and I know them, and no man's able to pluck them out of my hand. But then he goes to the next verse and says, no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Not only does Jesus have me, but God's got him and me. I want you to know tonight, whatever Satan's throwing your way, you put your hand to that plow and don't look back. Love y'all. Lord, I come to you tonight. God, I love you. God, Satan's throwing stuff every which way at this church. He's throwing things every which way at me. And God, I rebuke him tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that we put our hand to that plow, Father God, and we plow just as straight as a line as you led us, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that as Satan throws his snares this week, God, we don't keep our eyes on him. We keep them straight ahead. We keep them focused on the prize that's before us that you set, Father, not the prize of Satan and his enemies, Father. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father God, that you bless each and every person in this room. God, I pray that you walk with them, protect them this week, God. God, I pray that you be with our pastor as he's gone, Father. Lord, I pray that you watch over him, protect him. God, I pray that you be with him and his wife, Father God, and their kids, Father. Just bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Love y'all.